Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can be a bit surprised that our first reading is about the perfect wife. It's Sunday, not a wedding. And yet the reflection of what is happening in that reading is what we live on Sunday. Sunday is the day of the Eucharist, of the wedding feast. And all of us, members of the Church, we are Christ's bride. This poem is about how Christ looks to us and what we are called to. And that is what we see in the first reading. Advantage and not hurt, she brings him all the days of her life. She is always busy with wool and with flax. She does her work with eager hands. Give her a share in what her hands have worked for, and let her works tell her praises at the city gates. The bride of Christ does not waste her life. She does not waste her time. Each of us, for a fulfilling life, are called to enjoy our life. But that it means enjoying who we are, appreciating our gifts and talents, and putting them to good use, to the service of the Lord, evangelization, and others. This doesn't mean we can't relax, and Sunday is the day for rest, that is for sure. But what is key for us is to use that time well, not wasting it by wallowing in self-pity, being selfish, spending ourselves in rubbish and foolishness, but enjoying the goodness of who we are, who God is, and who the world is, appreciating it in good, and so authentic leisure. Amusement is not the same thing as rest. Let's not waste our days, but work well when we must work, and rest well when we must rest. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.